translation. My dear father and mother, you endured rain, wind, strong sun, scorching heat, and severe cold, suffering all sorts of inconvenience according to different seasons. By practicing pranayama, you control the air within the body through yoga. And by eating only air and dry leaves fallen from the trees, you cleanse from your minds all dirty things. In this way, desiring a benediction from me, you worship me with peaceful minds. Report by His Divine Grace, is Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Vasudeva and Devaki did not obtain the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their son very easily. Nor does the Supreme Personality of Godhead accept merely anyone as his father and mother. Here we can see how Vasudeva and Devaki obtained Krishna as their eternal son. In our own lives, we are meant to follow the principles indicated herewith for getting good children. Of course, it is not possible for everyone to get Krishna as his son. But at least one can get very good sons and daughters for the benefit of human society. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that if human beings do not follow the spiritual way of life, there will be an increase of Varnashankara population begotten like cats and dogs, and the entire world will become like hell. Not practicing Krishna consciousness, but simply encouraging artificial means to check the population will be futile. The population will increase, and it will consist of Varna Sankara, unwanted progeny. It is better to teach people how to beget children, not like cats and dogs, but in controlled life. Human life is meant for becoming, human life is meant not for becoming a hog or dog, but for tapodivyam, transcendental austerity. Everyone should be taught to undergo austerities, tapasya. Although it may not be possible to undergo tapasya like that of Prishna and Sutapa, the Shastra has given an opportunity for a method of tapasya, very easy to perform, the Sankirtan movement. One cannot expect to undergo tapasya to get Krishna as one's child. Yet simply by chanting and the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Kirtana Eva Krishnasya, one can become so pure that one becomes free from all contamination of this material world, Mukta Sangha, and goes back home, back to Godhead, Param Rajat. This Krishna consciousness movement, therefore, is teaching people not to adopt artificial means of happiness, but to take the real path of happiness as prescribed in the Shastra, the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mantra, and become perfect in every aspect of material existence. Om Jnanam Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksharun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Si Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Suyam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindhau Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Paridanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Chananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. It is actually a wrong theory to think that an increase of population would bring to become overburdened. Society would become overburdened. The earth is never overburdened, and there was never overpopulation. If we see the biggest mountain or the biggest ocean that can hold more living entities, more than human being, and they are not overpopulated, and there is also adequate food supply to all living being. So overburden would means when there is adharma. Adharma, then it is overburden. Krishna comes to this planet not to cut the population, not to cut down the population, is to cut down the demoniac population. Vinasaicha duskritam. Of course, there is the burden of loved and the burden of beasts. What is the burden of love? It's like the burden of a husband upon the young wife. We can say the burden of a child on the lap of the mother, or the burden of wealth on a businessman. Although heavy, but this burden is a source of pleasure for the wife, for the mother, and for the businessman. So it is said in the purport that the people are using artificial means to cut down population, or by artificial means to enjoy life. And what happened, Prabhupada is also mentioning, there is Jayate Varna Sankaraha. When irreligion is predominant, Adharma Bhivavat Krishna Pradushanti Kulastriya. Adharma Abhibhavat. Adharma means irreligion. Abhibhavat means predominance. When Adharma become predominant, what happened? Adharma Abhibhavat Krishna. This is Arjun telling to Krishna. Pradushanti Kulastriya. Pradushanti means contamination. Contamination. What? Who get contaminated? Kulastri. The Kulastri means the family ladies. Kul. Kul means family. We heard the word kula. Kula dharma. The family religion. Each family, each caste has a religion they perform. Family religion. Kulastriya. We also say Guru Kula, Guru Kul, the family Guru, Kula, Kulastriya. So when Adharma become predominant, then the ladies, the society ladies, the Kulastri, means the chaste ladies, become contaminated. Pradushanti Kulastriya, Strishu Dustashu, Varshneya, O Vrishni, O Krishna. Strishu drushtashu means from the degradation of womanhood, what happened? Jayate varna sankaraha. There is unwanted progeny, unwanted population from the degradation of dharma. When dharma become degraded, adharma become prominent. Krishna explained in Gita. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir. Dharmasya glanir means decline in religion. And as also mentioned that this life is not meant for sun gratification. It is Brahma Sokyam, to achieve happiness. Rishabhdev explained, Guru nasasyat, pita nasasyat. One is not love to become a guru if he cannot liberate his dependent. Pitana sasyat, one should not become a father if he cannot liberate his dependents. Janani, janani means mother. Should not become a mother if he cannot liberate his her dependent. Or even one should not become a demigod if he cannot liberate his dependents. Of course, in that verse here, Srila Prabhupada also mentioned in the purport that devaki, Vrishna and Sutapa, they undergo severe austerities. They had undergone severe austerity to achieve the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their son. So, and Srila Prabhupada is saying that this austerity, in this, especially in this age, it may not be possible for us to achieve, to perform. It's very difficult. But Prabhupada is saying the Shastra has given a method of tapasya for this age of Kali. What is this method in this age of Kali? Kalor dosa nidhi rajan asti ko mahana guna kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sanga param prajit. By this tapasya is very simple in the age of Kali, by chanting of the holy name Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. And Prabhupada is also mentioning that one may not come to the point of getting a son, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But one can at least perform the Sankirtan Yajna and become purified, and at the end goes back to Godhead. How is that possible? This is, they are here, Vrishni and Sutapa, they are doing severe austerities. Very severe austerities is mentioned here. That they endured rain, wind, strong sun, scorching heat, and severe cold, suffering all sorts of inconvenience. But in this age of Kali, just by chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That's possible. When Lord Brahma appeared, he received the Gayatri Mantra. And after that, he started creation. And the same Lord Brahma came in Kali Yuga as who? Haridas Thakur. As Lord Brahma, he received the Gayatri Mantra, then he started creation. But same Brahma came in this age of Kali as Haridas Thakur. And now is he doing creation? Which mantra he got? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So it's very powerful, the holy name. More powerful even than Gayatri. If you explain the Gayatri, chanting Gayatri, one goes to back to Vaikunth, not Golok Dham. One goes to Vaikuntha. And by chanting the holy name, one can go to back to Godhead, Goloka Dham. So very, very powerful. Even Gayatri, one chant Gayatri very secretly, you know. Gayatri, a few things that we need to keep secret, isn't it? Gayatri, we chant secretly. Or, you know, even our donation we give, we don't go and make a big propaganda, you know. We keep it secret in the box. Or your Gurudev, our Gurudev also, we don't make advertisement, we keep it for us. Even our service also. What else? Service, Yeah, our Ishtadev, your own Ishtadev. We don't make propaganda. So even Gayatri we chant. Gayatri we chant Upangshu, or in the mind, silent. The more we chant silently, it has more effect. But the holy name is completely opposite. It is not secret. It is open. That's why, of course, it is both, we can say. That's why we keep the japa in the bag. You know? Japa bag. It is secret, one sense, but also it is open. Can be chanted loudly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The louder we chant, the more it is effective. Gayatri, we should chant secretly. This is completely opposite. And the point I wanted to make also here is how they were performing austerity by just chanting Hare Krishna, one can go back to Godhead, back home, back to Godhead. Not to Vaikuntha, but to Goloka Dham. Of course, our worship here, when we're worshipping Radha Krishna, the mood is worship. You're doing worship in the mood of O.N. reverence. Lakshmi Narayan. We're worshipping Radha Krishna, although we're worshipping Radha Krishna, but in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan. Right? And we're also performing sadhana bhakti. So worshipping Lakshmi Narayan, sadhana bhakti takes one to Vaikuntha, not to Goloka Dham. Worshipping, unless we worship the Lord in the moods of Sakya Bhav, Vatsalya and Madhurya. But I've never seen anybody here going on the altar, chastising Krishna. Or any boys, pujari, climbing on Krishna. Or teasing Krishna, takes Krishna's flute. We all go to the altar. In O.N. reverence. So how then one can achieve Goloka Dham unless we worship the Lord in that mood? What is the answer? Worshipping the Lord in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan and following sadhana bhakti takes one to Vaikuntha. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki. So the answer is given. Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Rasa Vigraha means that the holy name itself is the embodiment of all the rasas. It's compact. The holy name itself is the embodiment, the murti. Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Ras, Sakya Ras, Madhurya and Vatsalya is included. So there is no need to separately try to have this worship in the mood of conjugal love, because one worship Radha Krishna in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan, following Sarana Bhakti, plus chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And that takes one back home to Godhead. Very powerful, the holy name. And I was also mentioning, even Gayatri, if you chant Gayatri mantra, in the beginning of the Gayatri, there is this Bija mantra. At the end, there is Nyasa, it's called Nyasa, the way how to chant. And only in the middle has Nam. But Mahamantra, Nam in the beginning, Nama in the middle, and Nama at the end. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, the Sastra explained, yes, The Mahamantra doesn't only help us to solve our problems. It helps us to achieve our desired success. What is our desired success? Desired success. We reading in the morning. To achieve desired success, which is Krishna Prem. The Mahamantra is not only meant for solving problems, eradicate our miseries. One time, Haridas Thakur, he was discussing the importance of the Hari names with Brahmanas, cause Brahmanas. They said that the effect of chanting the Hari name is to eradicate our suffering or to achieve mukti, to get mukti. And Haridas Thakur said, this is not the goal of the chanting the Hari name. Mukti you can even get by chanting in Namabhas. How is that Namabhas? He gave the example. Just like the sun is not risen yet. Just by the sunshine is enough to dissipate darkness. The sun is not risen completely. Just the sunshine is enough to dissipate darkness. And the thieves will run away. So similarly, by chanting in Namabhas, it is enough to achieve mukti. So when the full sun is rising, that's when it's like chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. Then, one that is meant for getting love of Godhead, our desired success, Krishna Prema. But the caste Brahmanas, they were not happy about it. They were not happy. And they told Haridas, if that is not true, we're going to cut your nose. He told Haridas, if that is not true, we'll cut your nose. That's a big offense, especially toward the Namacharya. Who is Namacharya? Who got this title, Namacharya? Haridas, of course, so he knows better. So he said, then he left. He was very humble. He left the place and he went away. And next day, what happened? Whose nose was melted? The Brahmana's nose started to melt. You know? So, because due to offense, so the holy name is the tapasya. Prabhupada is saying that one may not perform tapasya like Sutapa and Prishni, but just by the Sastra has given this method of tapasya. This is a Sankirtan movement. Lord is very merciful. Like Sitaram Maharaj was explaining why in the age, this is of Kali. You know, for example, there is a father, you know, one father having three sons. So one son is a doctor. He's working as a doctor. And the other son is a student, university students. And then the third one is sick, is bedridden at home. Now, to which one the father will pay more attention? First, second, or third? The third one. Why? Because he's bedridden. The first one is working, he's a doctor, he's managing life. Second one also is student. But the father will pay more attention to the sick, the one who is bedridden. So similarly, we are people of Kali Yuga. We are Kali Yuga people. So Krishna is paying more attention to the Kali Yuga people. That's why he's bringing this yajna. You know, in the form of the holy name. Golokera Prema Dhana Harinam Sankirtan. Golokera Prema Dhana Harinam Sankirtan. One time there was Srimati Radharani, she was by her father, she was sent to Nandagaon to pay a visit to Nandagaon where Krishna resides. So she went to Nandagaon and then she came back And then Vrishabhani asked Radharani, did you like it? Your visit to Nandagam? And she said, yes, everything was fine, but except one thing I did not like. And Vrishabhani asked, what is that? Ah, you know, this Kana, this Krishna, his behavior. What happened? Oh, you know, father, every day he would distribute prasad, sweet, you know, food for life. He would be doing sweet program in distributing prasad. Daily he would distribute prasad. But what he would do, he would not give to those who cannot afford to bring their plate. If you don't have a plate, you don't get. You know? Even if you're standing in a queue for long, if you don't have the plate, and you have to go home and get your plate, and then you have to go in the queue again. Another 1 hour, you know. And if somebody cannot afford to bring plate, he would not give. When guests come to the temple, we provide plate, isn't it? But Krishna, he will not give. If they don't bring the plates, he won't give them prasadam. And then Vrishabhani said, okay, let's go and launch his complaint to Nanda Maharaj. So they came to Nanda Maharaj and asked Nanda, why Krishna is behaving like that? He's not giving prasad to everybody. And Krishna, father, how can I distribute, how can I give prasad if they don't have plate? How is that possible? You know. So that's why then Radharani, she decided. She said, when I come in Kali Yuga, in the age of Kali, when I come in the age of Kali, I will give prasadam to everyone without consideration of cost, creed and color. There is a beautiful verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Patra apatra nahi sthana ahisthana. Patra apatra. Means without, Mahaprabhu was distributing the holy name, and it's all his followers that were distributing the holy name, patra apatra, whether they were qualified or not qualified. Patra means qualification. Patra also means what? Plates. Leaf plates. Oh, plates. Patra. You know? So Radharani, Krishna did not give because they were not bringing their plates. But Radharani is distributing. Patra. A patra, whether you qualified or not qualified, without caste, creed, color, any place, they would distribute. And that same Radharani came. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So that's why they decided, when I come and kill you, I'll distribute the holy name. I will distribute prasad in the form of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained, Mukunda Madhava Yadava Bori, Bolena Bolore Bhavanak Bori, Mitse Nidhavese Gelore Rati, Divasa Sarira Sade. We're spending our night sleeping, wasting time in sleep, and daytime decorating the body. Please, conditioned soul, sleeping soul, chant Mukunda Madhava, Yadava Hari. And then he said, Edhana, is it that next one? Ebena bhajile yasuda suta charame poribe khaje laje. Means we are not chanting. We are spending the night sleeping, daytime decorating our body, and we are not chanting yasuda suta. Means the son, the names of the son of, the names of the son of Yasuda. See, yasuda suta means it's very, very sweet here. Krishna is in Vrindavan is not called Vasudev, that is Dwarka, Dwarka. But in Vrindavan, the sweet name, very sweet name, is Yasoda Sutta. Charame Poribe Khaji means, if you don't chant the names of Yasoda Sutta, then sorrows are awaiting you. Sufferings awaits you at the time of death. Jivana Anitya Janahasar Tahinana Vipada Bar means, Janahasar means the important facts, essential facts. What is a fact? Jivana Anitya. This life is temporary. You know? Jivana Anitya Janahasar Tahinana Vipad Bar, full of suffering. Namasraya Kore Jatanatumi. Namasra, please take shelter of the holy name. Namasraya Kore Jatanatumi. Takaha Apana Khaje. Tapaha Akana Khaje means engage, chant the holy name, take shelter of the holy name, and engage in devotional service. Krishna Nama Sudha Korya Pan. Krishna Nama Sudha Korya Pan. Pan means drinking. Sudanam, drink the Sudanam, drink the holy name. Krishna Nama Sudha Korya Pan. And then last it says, Nama Bina Kichu Nahi Koare Chaud Bhuvane Maje. Nama Bina Kichu. There is nothing in this world. There is nothing substantial in this world. Nama Bina Kichu Nahi Koare Chaud Bhuvane. Chaudha Bhuvan, meaning in this 14th world, there is nothing. Nama bina kichu. Kichu means nothing. Ara. Nama bina kichu ar. There is nothing. Chaudha Bhuvane Maje. Without the holy name, there is nothing substantial. Only the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. That's why, Kulakshekhar is saying in one of his prayers, this very beautiful book he wrote, this Mukunda Mala Stotra. He made a garland, Kulakshekhar. He made not of flowers. He made a garland out of stotram. Stotras means mantras, prayers. Mukunda Mala Stotram. He's saying very beautiful prayers. He's saying, hey foolish mind. He's addressing to his mind. Your body is getting old, bones stiffed, body's lungs defective. Still, foolish mind, you're looking for medication. Stop it. Body's going to die. Still, you're looking for medication. And then he said, take this Krishna Rasayan, this medicine. What is that medicine? The medicine that never fail. Krishna Rasayan. Elixir. You know elixir? So take that medicine. And that medicine that... Sometime when we go to shop, chemist shop, we buy some medicine. Sometime it works, sometime it doesn't work, isn't it? But here, Kulakshekhar is saying, take this medicine that never fail. What is that? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And further he said, what is most amazing, what is most amazing in this age of Kali? You remember what Yudhishthira Maharaj said about amazing? Ahani, ahani, bhutani, gachanti, yamalayam. People are going daily, they're going to hell, they're dying and going to hell. But other people, they aspire to live longer. They want to live more. They think that they're going to live forever. That is most amazing. And Gita also explained about amazing. Amazing, the soul is amazing. Some described about the soul as amazing. Some look at the soul as amazing. And Bhakti Thakur also explained about amazing things in one of his songs. He said, most amazing is when we die, our body will drop dead. It will become a play full ground for the dogs and the jackals. They will come and have sports and they will be delighted and they will have a big feast. on the body. That's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained. And then he said, but the most amazing is whatever belongs to us, our relatives, they will also have the same destination. Sometimes we think, oh, you know, okay, I'll die, but my family members, they will be okay, all right. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, they will also have the same destination. That's the most amazing. The amazing things. But here, Kulaksikara is also saying, the most amazing things is that people are giving up the life-giving nectar. They're drinking poison. They give up. They're giving up the life-giving nectar. And they are drinking poison. Poison, you know, means alcoholic drink, cigarettes, drugs, that is poison. And they are giving up the life-giving nectar. What is life-giving nectar? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, that's wonderful that Prabhupada is saying that we may not be able to do that kind of tapasya that Sutapan Prishna is doing, but in Kali Yuga, just by chanting the holy name. And this holy name is given to us, the same holy name is given to us by Gurudev, the fortunate soul. And Gurudev plants a seed of devotion in the heart, and daily we are watering that seed. How? By chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And that seed grow into a creeper. It flourish more and more until it reach Vaikunth. You're here, but your creeper is reaching Vaikuntha. Reaching Vaikuntha, go further. Where? Goloka Dham. And where it goes? Get entangled in Krishna's lotus feet. And then produce wonderful fruits. Not mango. Not papaya. Not watermelon. What kind of fruits? Desire tree. Krishna prema. That's by chanting. That's Gurudev, what Gurudev has given. And also, you see, it is the one last point I want to make. This holy name is the beginning also. We're chanting daily, huh? What are we chanting? Siradika Mandavayora Para Madhurya Lila Guna Rupa Nam. Nam is beginning. Nam is like the bud. Flower in the beginning, the flower is like a bud. You know, not open, but that's Nam. And then open a little bit. That's the rupa of the flower. That's rupa of the Lord. And then you get the aromas, the smell, the nice fragrance. And that become the gunas. And then when the flower is fully bloomed, that becomes what? Lila. So Nam, Guna, Rupan, Lila. And start from what? From the bud, flower bud. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Stop here. Hare Nam Sankirtan ki. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Itai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much for your attention. We have time for question.